Maintenance crews are still cleaning up the state capitol building after a frozen pipe burst and flooded the basement and first floor on December 5th. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us more about the damages.
Larry Strang owns the Politically Correct Cafe. It's in the basement of the Capitol building. The special on the menu today...
The Genesis 8 burger.
The Genesis 8 burger.
Well, Genesis 8 is part of the Bible where the floodwaters recede.
Spicy shrimp.
Marinated burger. Pepper jack cheese.
This is the first day the cafe has been open for a week and a half. Early on the morning of December 5th, a pipe broke in a heater at the back entrance. It sent water pouring for hours across much of the first floor, flowing down the stairs, running down the walls of the basement. When Strang came in on that sub-zero morning...
Well, it was just a disaster, you know. Water everywhere, they already had a lot of stuff torn up.
Tear sheetrock out, and ceiling tiles, and everything that got damaged.
That's Jay Scow. He works maintenance at the Capitol.
We're still in the process of putting it all back together.
The basement hallway is littered with tables, boxes, and equipment pulled from people's offices, including from the Montana Public Radio Capitol Bureau. That's down here, too.
Everybody's sorting out their stuff and seeing what got damaged.
The state does not yet have a cost estimate from the flood. Not all the bills have come in yet.
We had the costs associated with the company that came in and helped extract water, set up fans, dehumidifiers. We have mechanical engineers that were involved. We have our general services staff that were there.
Public Information Officer at the Department of Public Administration, Cheryl Olson, says the state is working with engineers to look at the backdoor heaters and try to think of ways to prevent this kind of thing from happening again. But getting rid of these water-based heaters would be tough.
It's a very large and complicated building. We can't really fix one small piece without affecting the whole heating system.
Other government structures around the Capitol had problems too, though none as severe as the Capitol itself. Olson says these kinds of things are just going to happen in severe cold snaps.
Cold weather is hard on all things mechanical, let alone all things living.
The flood was not severe enough to damage the structural stability of the building. Rooms and walls have been checked for moisture. Sodden, damaged sheetrock has been replaced to prevent molding.
But most importantly, nothing was damaged to the historic nature of the Capitol. Nothing was damaged as a result of that water flow.
Larry Strang at the Politically Correct Cafe says he lost a few thousand dollars being closed all this time. The state says he will have to look to his insurance company to find out if he can get that covered.
That'd be nice if, you know, we got it back and everybody isn't going to have a Merry Christmas.
Right now, he's just happy to be back behind the grill. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.